Last season, you guys were, I believe, 7-0, at least undefeated, and then the season got cut short. What was your reaction to that?
Personally, it was a big disappointment. I knew we had a very special team, not only talent-wise, but we were really close as a team. Last year being my third year, it was probably – it was short season, but it was my favorite. We all the guys were tight core. There was no stragglers. And I really think we had something special going. So it was a big disappointment that the season was cut short. But one thing I know about our guys are, you know, we keep that in the back of our mind. And I know this year everyone's working harder. Everyone's going out there just to do the exact same thing we started last year.
Now, you guys do have some sort of benefit out of this because you guys are a spring sport. You're not dealing with what's going on in the fall. How are things going to change for this spring? Because you guys are probably not going to have that Florida trip or any, I guess, far away games as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know even the fall, we played more games. Usually in the fall, we do practices more and more fundamental things. But we scrimmaged. Coach let us play. He wanted us to get back into the game. And I know not traveling, you know, we're going to be playing more conference. We're playing closer teams, playing at home more probably. And I think it's just going to go right back into the culture of the team. I think we're going to be around the guys, everyone more. And I think that's going to be good because we're going to be tight-knit team. We're going to need everyone to do it. It's going to be all – everyone on the roster is going to be able to, you know, make an impact this season. And I think that's pretty cool.
Now, the NCAA gave you an extra year of eligibility for this year and even last year. Do you plan on using any of them?
So I haven't made that decision yet. I had a couple meetings, and what I'm basing my personal decision off is this season. You know, the fifth year, it's an option, and I know a lot of guys are doing it, and it's a great option. And if you can work it out academically, I think it's fantastic. But obviously, you got to come back to school. And if you do it the right way, you know, you get a graduate program, you get some master program. You know, it's great. But that's what I'm trying to look at because I am a student athlete. So I'm looking at the student part before the athlete part.
Now, is there like kind of a deadline that you have to let the team know?
So personally, I do not know. This is something I don't know. And I don't think a lot of people know this. It's just kind of the question all the guys are having. When do I have to know this decision? We have fall meetings coming up. So I assume that coaches will let us know during those meetings, especially the seniors, obviously. But yes, that is a question that all of us are kind of asking.
Now, you're technically a senior this year. Do you have any plans after graduation?
Well, it'll depend on the fifth year. you know, I had internship opportunities last year, and it got cut because of the pandemic. So I've been just working at our local baseball place called Player Choice Academy. And I don't know, you probably heard of it, maybe it's by us. So I'm a catching coach, and I run the social media platform for the PCA and this travel baseball organization called Crystal Lake Bombers. And so I'm looking after school to go into marketing advertising. So currently looking for internship opportunities and just, you know, entry-level jobs that I can get into. But that's going to depend on my decision. Everything's depending on the decision of this season. If it goes well and it goes and I feel satisfied with my college experience athletically, then I'm going to go down that road. But if I feel like there's still a little bit on the table, I'm going to take the opportunity to get after that extra year. Because one thing I want to do before, you know, when it's all said and done, I want to make sure that, you know, I left everything on that field and I got the full college experience.
That's awesome. Last question. How would you remember your time here at NCC and part of NCC baseball?
Oh, man. Oh, it is a fun group of guys, I'll tell you that. Growing up and playing baseball, it was very competitive, very competitive. And I was always on teams that were, I guess, decently good. I was an early sprouter, so I was the big kid, surprisingly, growing up. Now I'm a little kid. But it was always baseball, and it was always you win, you win, you win. And it was always you got to do your job. And it was never like here at North Central College. The coaches love the game. They care about the game, and they want to win the game. But that's not the only thing they do. They care about you as an individual, and they take care of you. I have Coach Matthew and Coach Heller text me on a daily basis. Coach Matthew calls me sometimes and says, "Hey, Rizzo, I just saw this, and it reminded me of you. I just wanted to let you know." They're always making jokes about me. And, you know, it's more of a family atmosphere. And I can say that for all the guys. I really take in the underclassmen, the freshmen. As a senior, you know, I want to make sure they get the experience I got. So I'm helping them out, telling them about classes, baseball, even life. They're like little brothers. So I would say the thing that separates North Central College baseball from any other baseball experience I had was our team is a family.